Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's Little Miss Sure Shot.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Before she was a globe-trotting sharpshooter in skirts and fringe, Annie Oakley was just a kid with a rifle in rural Dark County. Each year, her hometown of Greenville keeps her legacy locked and loaded through a friendly competition. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford takes us to the first round of last week's shootout.
Young women in long brown skirts fidget with their braids at the Dark County Fairgrounds as a crowd of people pack the stands. But only nearby horses dare to make a sound as Aaliyah Hunt aims a BB gun at a red balloon. Everyone holds their breath and leans in as Hunt takes a wide stance. She places a finger on the trigger, the balloon wavers in the wind, she squints, and her fringe goes flying as she hits her mark. With that, the 2025 Miss Annie Oakley sharpshooting competition is underway. Hunt says marksmanship is in her blood. Oakley is her great-great-great-great-aunt, but she still has to work on her aim to earn the title of Miss Annie Oakley.
How good she was at shooting, it just makes me want to be better.
Whoever is crowned the sharpest of the sharpshooters will lay claim to the gold trophy glittering in the sun and represent Greenville at parades and events over the year.
I mean, when you see our girls going to parades and you see the girls sitting in the back of the cars waving, and then you see ours, she's carrying her gun.
Jo Ellen Melling coordinates the shootout each year. She says the competition isn't just about marksmanship. Oakley started shooting as a way to put food on the table after her dad died. Melling says she wanted self-sufficiency in young women to be just as much a part of her legacy.
And I know she wanted them to be able to take care of themselves because that was one of the things that she did. She learned how to shoot so she could help provide for her family.
And it didn't take long for the young Annie Oakley to earn a reputation for accuracy, says local historian Brenda Arnett. So when marksman Frank Butler asked to shoot against Dark County's best,
he was shocked to find this petite little girl was supposed to be the one who shot against him.
Their legendary shoot-off has been memorialized in movies and the musical, Annie Get Your Gun.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything.
So she beat him by one shot. He was done for at that point. He was totally smitten with her.
They traveled the world together, performing in Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. Oakley shot cigarettes out of Frank's mouth, hit dimes in midair. Today, the young women of Dark County are paying homage to one of her most popular tricks, splitting an ace of hearts. The red balloon sits squarely in the center of a wooden playing card. After each hit, the competitors step a little further away. An assistant pumps the BB gun. They shoot and repeat until a miss ricochets off the board. At 75 feet away, six of this year's sharpshooters are still spot on. 20-year-old Lauren Wright competed for 5 years before finally becoming the last sharpshooter standing in last year's competition. After claiming the title, she visited Annie Oakley's grave and thanked her.
I mean, she was a woman doing this a while ago. She had to be the first. Somebody has to, right?
And while Hunt didn't take home first prize this year, Melling, the competition's coordinator, says win or lose, all the competitors can take a lesson away. It's not about hitting the target. It's about aiming for the high mark. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Greenville.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.